This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Hello, hello. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Bringlese Daily. And you might remember, Friday, we had an advanced lesson. Actually, I'm so used to saying advanced lesson. It was not a lesson. It was an advanced podcast. And I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. If I realize that everyone loves the advanced episode, who knows? Maybe I'll start making an advanced episode on Thursday and Friday. But for now, we're going to go back to a standard speed episode. And we're going to begin today's episode with the translation challenge. So, how would you say the following sentence in English? Ho deciso di non uscire ieri sera perché ero troppo stanco. It's a pretty simple sentence today. Let's say that one more time. Ho deciso di non uscire ieri sera perché ero troppo stanco, or stanca if you are a lady. So you guys, think about that sentence. How would you say that in English? I'm curious. And of course, at the end of today's episode, I will explain exactly how to say that. With that being said, let's begin today's one big thing. And recently, the president of El Salvador was re-elected. And I don't usually talk about politics on my podcast, but I do want to mention this man, this president of El Salvador. His name is Nayib Bukele. Of course, my pronunciation is by no means perfect. And he's not just another president in the world. This guy is truly different. If you read a little bit about him, you might even think he's too much. He's authoritarian. He's a dictator even. But when you look at his approval rating, it's one of the best in the world, and it is the best approval rating in the history of El Salvador. 87% of the El Salvador citizens approve of Mr. Bukele. So he is a very, very popular president. And to do a little bit of research about him, I watched a couple videos, I read a little bit about him, and he definitely is powerful. As I mentioned earlier, some people even say that he's a dictator. But if a dictator is getting 87% approval rating, he must be doing something right. What I learned about him is that previously El Salvador had so many problems with crime and gangs. And Bukele's number one goal was to make El Salvador a safer country and reduce the crime rate. So what did he do? He took the military and he started arresting so many people. He was arresting anyone who could potentially be involved in a gang. And it's almost a war type situation. Some people lost their lives. When you take the police and you put them against gangs and criminals, of course, there's going to be violence. However, here we are in 2024, and El Salvador is a completely different country. There is way less crime. There is way less murder. There is way less drug use. And you have to give a tip of your cap to Bukele. Maybe his extreme policy, maybe his extreme behavior and way of leading the country was necessary to make a true difference. And it's something you don't see too often in the world, a politician who kind of goes to the extreme and is accepted. Because I don't know about Italy, but in the United States, if a politician is extremely on the left or extremely on the right, almost automatically, that person is not considered a worthy presidential candidate. So I just think it's interesting that El Salvador elected this extreme, tra virgolette, you know, in air quotes, figure. And now El Salvador seems like it's prospering and it seems like the country is becoming safer and just overall better. And the citizens are noticing that. Maybe the citizens were so tired of living in fear. They didn't want to have the fear of dying or getting murdered or being caught up in gang violence. And so now, with so many criminals arrested, and I'm sure some people were wrongly arrested, but nonetheless, El Salvador is a safer country now, and I'm sure the citizens are so happy about that. So they're saying, of course, I want to elect Bukele again. And he was just reelected. So now he's going to begin a second term as president of El Salvador. It's just something interesting to consider. It's kind of a success story, in a sense. You don't often hear about successful political stories. But in his specific case, he has had success, and I think it's a pretty nice story. So congratulations to him, congratulations to his country. And I think a lot of world leaders are noticing what he has done, and they might be trying to emulate him, in a sense. So I'm curious to see where the rest of this story goes. But let's take the chance now to transition over to today's question of the day, which is relevant to today's one big thing. And today's question of the day is, are you more of an optimist or a pessimist? Very simple question. And I 100% definitely consider myself an optimist. I like being positive. I like thinking that things will work out. I like believing that if I do what I'm supposed to, everything will be okay. Not only me and my own life, but even in the world, generally I'm an optimist. I know if you look at social media, if you look at the internet in general, it's very easy to believe, oh my God, the world is collapsing. Everything is falling apart. And I totally understand that. And I agree that there are some concerning, how can I say this? There are some concerning paths that the world is going down. Social media itself is very concerning. But in general, I am an optimist, and I think the world is becoming a better place. I think the world is becoming safer. I think medicine is improving. Technology is improving. I just feel optimistic about the world. Of course, I'm aware that it's not just butterflies and flowers and rainbows. The world is by no means a perfect place, but I like to be optimistic. Am I a skeptical person? Skeptico? Of course I am. I'm very skeptical. I actually don't believe in many things. I like to question everything. Skepticism and pessimism are very different though. So I'm a skeptical optimist. I'm a positive person. I think being a positive person also comes from my culture. I think in general, Americans tend to be positive. They tend to be optimistic. And that's not necessarily better than being pessimistic, but in my experience, I think Italians are a little bit more pessimistic. And that's completely okay. As I said, there's not a right answer or a wrong answer. Americans tend to be kind of more positive. Italians tend to be a little bit more negative, but that could be a good thing in certain sense, in a certain context as well. So I'm curious what you guys think. Feel free to leave a comment. And by the way, when I tell you to leave a comment, YouTube is probably the best place to do it because that's where I'm reading the comments on the podcast. So let me know if you're an optimist or a pessimist. And guys, let's continue with the answer to today's translation challenge. By the way, the sentence was, ho deciso di non uscire ieri sera perché ero troppo stanco. And before I tell you the answer to this, let me just remind you that yes, guys, I am a real English teacher. I love sharing my language. Italians shared their language with me. So now it's my turn to share English with Italians, and that's why I am an English teacher. I have an online school called Bringlese Academy, and if you want to be my student, I encourage you to check it out. We even have a free trial, so there's nothing to lose. And with that being said, guys, let's continue with the answer. Ho deciso di non uscire ieri sera perché ero troppo stanco. In English, I would say, I decided not to go out last night because I was too tired. So, prima di tutto, il tempo verbale di tutta questa frase è simple past oppure past simple. Perché abbiamo questo momento preciso del passato? Parola chiave, ieri sera. Ieri sera è il momento specifico di cui parliamo. Present perfect non si usa quindi. È specifico, è finito, è nel passato, simple past. A proposito di ieri sera, si dice last night. Last night, non yesterday night. Yesterday evening non è grammaticalmente sbagliato, but il modo più naturale, più comune per dire ieri sera è, senza dubbio, last night. Dopo il verbo decide, se c'è un altro verbo, sarà infinito, quindi con tu. I decided not to go. E sì, ragazzi, è un infinito negativo. Quindi ho semplicemente messo not prima del verbo infinito. I verbi infiniti possono essere negativi. I decided not to go. E comunque uscire, il verbo è to go out. Alla fine, qual è la frase? Come? I decided not to go out last night because I was too tired. L'ultima cosa da sottolineare, con aggettivi si usa solo to. Non usare too much con un aggettivo. Too tired. Non si può dire too much tired, è sbagliato. I decided not to go out last night because I was too tired. And that is the answer to today's translation challenge. So, as always, I want to thank you guys for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you did, I would ask you to join me again in about 24 hours for Tuesday's episode, and that's going to be a special episode as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the start of your week, enjoy the rest of your Mondays, and I'll talk to you guys very soon. Peace.